You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's a quiet street in someone's town. On strangers' feet I mark my ground. I trace my circles round and round. I'm sworn to find me in a party scene, and I just got loose. It's my devil's luck to be introduced to one who takes their shape like you. It unbinds me. We knew we wouldn't have everything. Got a flat top six dressed in steel strings, and I don't have you. You wouldn't like the life, and I couldn't want you to. There's a secret in this solitude. As my love unfolds, I find it's often crude. I call you late and my words intrude, and I have faltered. But the miles don't shrink by telephone. The crackling wire becomes our home. I tell you I'm okay alone, and then I wonder. I've got towns ahead and shows behind, and I won't be lost. I join my name on that solid line, and it always costs. But it takes my time, and it fills my mind, and it feeds the ghost of memories in the quiet heat. When our words were trim and our hope was neat, we said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you. It's a woman's dream, this autonomy, where the lines connect and the point stays free. We said passion as an open sea would only haunt you. I watched the last cab turn its headlights down to the day's sunrise. I must have wanted you in every town, and it's no surprise that one alone don't sit you down by me. Here was to be complete with I want you.
I watch you reading a book. I get to thinking our love's a polished stone. You give me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I mind, especially when I'm thinking from my heart. But life don't clickety-clack down the straight line track. It come together and it come apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go. Taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You give me the furniture, we'll divide the photographs. Go out to dinner one more time. Have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. When first you left, I stayed so sad I wouldn't sleep. I know that love's a gift. I thought yours was mine and something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. A bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between a blazing fire and a pocket of skies. And so I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, digging through your time with a pain look in your eyes. I covered the furniture, I framed the photographs, went out to dinner one more time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. Just the other day, I got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you, it's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail, and I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, I just wanna say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. But ain't life a brook? Just when I get to feeling like a polished stone, I give me a long, drawn look. It's kind of a drag to find yourself alone, and sometimes a mind, especially when I'm waiting on your heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. 'Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go, taking through my time with a pain look in my eyes. I sold the furniture, I put away photographs, went out to dinner one last time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. For wasn't it fine?
Okay, dry your tears. I know it's a sad song. We've all sung it. That was Farron doing Ain't Life a Brook from her 1980 album, Testimony. Before that, Our Purpose Here, Misty Mountain, and the title track, Testimony. Wrapping up this episode of Something About the Women, I know we ran a little late. I hope we don't get cut off, but I think we'll be okay. Thank you so much for listening. Kirsten will be back in the virtual squeaky chair next week at 11 a.m. on 91.5 WMFO for another Something About the Women, where you'll hear all kinds of great music by women artists. I hope you liked this special edition where we celebrated anniversaries of some amazing, amazing albums by women artists. And if you have albums that you love that are classics that are celebrating an anniversary, let us know. Go to the Something About the Women radio show page on Facebook and let us know, because I feel like maybe I'm going to do this. If not every year, then, every few months, who knows? So I actually had more anniversaries than I could squash into a two-hour-ish show. So thanks for listening. Come back again next week and stay safe out there. I hope you're having a great end of summer. This is Sue saying thanks for listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squidpod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly about you.
Meet me in downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squidpod with
My name is
Savoir.
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Thank you.
was not caring when I saw you. You was walking in a suit out of a business way, and I kept myself like I always do, and I held on like I always do, and I thought I'd shaved, but it's been more than a week or two. And I touched my own face, not pretended
deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right.
Troy Green. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this. Like a young pretender's. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender, 'cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. Thank you.
the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with the world in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
Oh, I always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
do the tailpipe drag.
Thank you.
trying. 'Cause sometimes when they got you so down, something worse can come from crying. 'Cause sometimes they just wanna keep you down.
Don't stay.